Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 14, verses 23 through 31. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
From John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. O Lord, have mercy on us. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In our text, Jesus is speaking with his disciples, particularly Thomas, Philip, and Judas, not Iscariot, who had been following the Lord and listening to his teaching and learning the doctrines of the church for nearly 3 years. After Thomas asked Jesus about the way, he said he was going, and the Lord replied in the first part of this chapter, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." Philip asked to see the Father. Judas asked how Jesus is going to manifest himself to them, but not to the world. Yet Jesus is patient and he explains the truth concerning the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus knows where he is going in John 14. He is on the way to the cross in order to be beaten, spit upon, crucified, and die for the sins of the world. Then Jesus will arise from the dead in victory over death and the devil. He will ascend into heaven and send the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Both the humiliation and exaltation of the Christ will be times of awful trials for the disciples. So Jesus says to them, "And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe." He teaches them of the law that accuses and condemns, and of the gospel that comforts and forgives, so that after all this takes place, and they have fled from Jesus and sinned horribly, they would recall this comfort of God's word. Then would the Holy Spirit, the Helper, remind them of all things. Thus they are being told that the word is critical for them, in order that they would be able to recall with repentance that it is a gift worked by God through his word, and they be returned to the body of Christ, the church. Well, how about you? So where are you at this morning? How are you doing on this wonderful Friday morning at the end of a long work week, but also the beginning of a holiday weekend? Are you excited about getting away? How much are you expected to have or excited to have family time and hoping to get refreshed? Maybe you do have plans to remember what Memorial Day is all about besides mattress sales and barbecues. to take time to remember that those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and service to our nation to bring peace and freedom. Now you may be thinking, okay, Chaplain, you're sort of jamming this into our text today. It really isn't relevant what we're hearing from the Word of God today, but bear with me. Those men and women we remember this weekend who died to defend our freedoms did it also to sort of try to bring peace to the world. Yet here we are, as we hear and recall the names of all the fallen from all the conflicts of the past, we still don't have peace in the world. Thus, Jesus in our text reminds us that we will never have true peace apart from Him. We may be able to fight and defend some of our freedoms and sort of some worldly peace, but yet we see that we are afraid, our hearts are troubled about things that we're seeing all around us. We can't seem to really find that peace. Jesus reminds His disciples and us that we need to look to Him for true peace. In fact, He is sending us the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us that peace that passes all understanding, not just human understanding. The Helper who came to you in your baptism and washed you clean from your sins and made you His child. The Holy Spirit who exchanged your troubled heart for a new one, new life, forgiveness, and salvation. That Helper who created and sustains that faith that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who saves you from your sins. This Jesus who lived, suffered, and died on that cross to bring peace with God. Jesus knows where each of you is going in the days, weeks, or years that stretch out before you. The attractions that pull one away from God are great, and you even have started to experience them yourself. Sadly, you started to fall just as I have. Where will these lead you in the next decade? Well, only God knows. Now, He doesn't want you to depart from Him, but He knows that to one degree or another, we will have our trials and trip up. And He says, now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it takes place, you may believe. Believe what? Believe that Jesus, the promised Messiah who has come to save His people from their sins, is your Savior, to bring life and salvation, that you believe. Some of us have fallen into great shame and vice. Others of us have developed a bad attitude and no longer care for Bible class or even the divine service or supporting mission work. Still others of us have followed the priorities on Sunday morning now that things are opening up in our country again to sports on the weekends away from the Lord and His church. Sometimes we try to find peace in our own way in this world, gossiping about our neighbor, coveting, lusting, you know, it goes on and on and on. And even saying some things like this angers us, and we steam at such words that accuse. Even though such wicked thoughts and words and actions will happen, God knows about them and will deal with them. Now, how does He deal with such sinful and disobedient children like us, whose hearts are troubled and afraid and who seek peace apart from Christ? The way God deals with sin and sinners is gospel. That is the true good news of God's forgiveness. Where there is forgiveness, there is also eternal life and salvation. That God the Father, in His mercy, kindness, and grace, has provided His Son as the Savior of the world. Rather than giving the world what it deserves, the Father has given us His fallen creation and rebellious mankind what was not deserved. So therefore, let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. The Christ who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and was named Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man, is the Savior of the world. And in His perfect life, in His sin-atoning death, Jesus is the only one who takes away the sin of the world, your sins included. The Counselor, the Helper, the Holy Spirit works faith in your heart through this word of the good news. He did it for you in your baptism, and the Holy Ghost continues to do it in holy absolution, where you receive the forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Think about how important that is. That forgiveness gives you peace. He takes away your sin and your guilt. This soul-cleansing, spirit-renewing word of comfort gives you peace as you come to the Lord's Supper often to receive His body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your faith. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. This is the peace of God, which passes all understanding. The peace of knowing that your Holy Father gave His Son for you. So, my dear friends, no matter where you try to find your own little peace, you will find fear and trembling, and you will not know where to go to find comfort for your conscience. Go to Christ. Go to His Word. Cry to the Helper, because He gives you the peace of God. He has made peace with God for us. So, my friends, as you journey from this place on this weekend, not knowing what the future holds, by the power of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, cling to these comforting words from your Lord Jesus in our text. And here again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Pacific Southwest District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for missionaries the Reverend Mark and Stephanie Raby, who serve the Lord in Ethiopia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.